Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Lenny Randall. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Billings. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Thompson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mike Thompson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson fires to first and has Johnstone trapped. There's the throw to Randall, who tags Johnstone for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly throws the ball into Morales, who tags Mincher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields the ball and throws to second. Randall drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Randall. Andrews scores. May scores. Reichardt moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard throws the ball into Nelson, who relays the ball to Randall, who tags Hermann trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Reichardt scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0 for 1 in the game. Billings hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Mike Thompson. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Billings moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Billings for a passed ball. Johnstone moves to second. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Mincher moves to third. Two outs. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Toby Hara pinch runs for Bernie Allen. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Unser reaches second base with a double. Hara goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Randall reaches second base with a double. Unser scores. It's Senators, 3, White Sox, 3. Terry Forster now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Vicente Romo now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randall moves to third. Mincher moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Toby Hara now playing shortstop. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnstone is hit by the pitch. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Billings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindblad for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Rich Morales now playing third base. Rich McKinney now playing right field. Rich Hinton now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Unser bunts towards the mound. Hinton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Randle bunts towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randle for the out. Unser moves to second. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Maddox pinch runs for Don Mincher. Steve Keeley now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Howard reaches second base with a double. Unser scores. Maddox goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Senators. Jeff Burrows pinch runs for Frank Howard. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCraw is walked intentionally. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Billings hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 4 in the game. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Burrows moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Elliot Maddox now playing center field. Jeff Burrows now playing left field. Del Unser now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Egan pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Bill Melton pinch runs for Tom Egan. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnstone strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.